Well, the subject I'm going to share briefly with you today is one of the most misinterpreted topic in the New Testament, if not in the entire Bible. And this topic can shape our lives. And if we misunderstood it, we will go the other way. But if we got it right, we will be the people the Lord would want us to be. And this is the subject of idleness, not working in the communities in which God has placed us. Some people have took this to the extreme because Paul says, he warns, keep away from every brother who is idle and does not live according to the teaching you received from us. And then people will take that seriously and say, we have nothing to do with these people. Because I have crossed cultures and I have seen Christianity expressed in different communities, and also I've seen norms of lives around me. And that was a grace from God to me to see exactly what is not Christians and what is Christians. So you need to have come from outside. That was what my lecturer told me, Dr. Tony Bird. He said to me, you guys who have come from another places, you can tell us, you can really challenge us and showing us the things that we are not doing according to God. And then also we can also challenge you and tell you the things that you are not doing according to God. And the things we are not doing according to the gods are many. But when we come to the Bible, we need to abide by the teaching, because we are God's people and he taught us to live by the word as his own people. We have been saved by the word of God. We have been encouraged and sanctified through the very word of God. And it's the word of God that is keeping us intact always when we face challenges, floods of wrong thoughts in our minds. We come back to the word of God and say, cast your burdens, rebuke you Satan. So this subject, I said, is misunderstood, because the time I spent in Australia, I have seen that people will find it so difficult to invite you to share the food they have. I was at the college one day. I got to the college early that day, and that was using public transport. I went to Box Hill Central. I was able to buy a big lunch full of everything. You see, then I got to the college and I attended my subjects, and then during the lunchtime, there was a brother, a Christian, he's a leader as well, Bob Kana, Dr. Bob Kana. He went to be with the Lord last month, late August. So as he was sitting next to me, I realized that he didn't have any lunch with him. I said, Bob, this sandwich is very big, can feed two people, can feed two brothers. And he looked at me and he said, oh, thank you. Thank you. He found it so difficult to do that. Maybe because if you didn't work hard for, says this, you didn't work hard for this sandwich, you shouldn't share in it. Maybe that is one of the convictions. But he took notes. He went home, and I just couldn't believe that he found time to go on his computer to write me a letter, thanking me of the gesture of love I had. And he said, one of the comments, this is a true Christian attitude, a true brotherly attitude. So, and we do this because Apostle Paul, when he warns something like this, he's not coming at people and doing this. And he says here, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, If you have love for Christ, if you are his follower, if you are a disciple, take this teaching seriously. If you haven't been believing it the right way, now this is your opportunity. The Lord who has just promised that I will be with you is not only to rescue us from troubles and problems, even from wrong teaching, he will rescue us. So he said, I command you, brothers. And he called them brothers. He recognized that they are believers, they are spirit-filled, and there are people who are placed to expand the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So he warned them, because, and there is a context to this, because the false teachers, they went ahead and they told people like, why should you work? The Lord is returning very soon. Maybe they put a date. And so people started to sit. But there were Christians who were taking the teaching that Apostle Paul says, the teaching, live according to the teaching you received. And this is not the first time Apostle Paul really mentioned this. In the First Thessalonians, at the body of teaching he gave them, he said, we should work. So people were just really discouraging people from working. And yet they want to participate in their tables. That was the wrong. And he said, and these people, as we see in verse 9, he said, they are unwilling. There is a difference between willing and unwilling. Well, we live in this country, you know, that it's not easy for people to find jobs, isn't it? It's not easy. You might be willing to find a job, to get a job, but you might not get it. So it's a different things together. But for those who are deliberately enjoying their beds and also wanting to just go about enjoying life without really working. And you see why it is very important for a Christian to work. Apostle Paul said this. He said, you ought to follow our example because we were not idle when we were with you. Nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. Is that true, Paul? Is that true that you didn't eat any food without paying for? If you read it like that, literally like that, and then you will misunderstand him. Why I'm saying this? If you go to Acts 16, Apostle Paul himself, when they preached the word of God, when they preached the word of God in Acts 16, and Lydia came to faith, she urged them to come to her house. This is what he said. She said, when she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. That is Apostle Paul saying, if you consider, these are in quotation marks, these are the words of Lydia, if you consider me a believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my house. And she persuaded us. So coming to someone's house in the Middle East, that means something. That means services, isn't it? Food, you might have a shower, and people attend to you, and they really honor you so much. That was what happened. Apostle Paul did that. And not only that, Apostle Paul also in Galatians, he said the people of God, the Galatians, were willing to do anything for him. Were willing to do anything, Galatians 4. Even though my illness was a trial to you, you did not treat me with contempt or scorn. Instead, you welcomed me as if I were an angel of God, as if I were Christ Jesus himself. It makes a difference, especially when leaders are treated. The Holy Spirit moves greatly, and people are led in God's ways, and then God's work will be completed. Even as I was at that trip, retreat, the leader of that service ministry, Father Daniel, he's like nearly 80 years or 82. When you see him close, he's a very old man. But when he stand, like this, he's a young man. You think he's in his 40s. And the way people treat him, loved him so much. And when he stands, because that is what he does, he just preaches the word. He doesn't take collections, but the books he reads and friends, they just provide it for all his ministry. His trips in Europe, in America, wherever he goes, there are a lot of people doing that. Apostle Paul is saying this, not because he didn't eat any food without a cost. This is what he says. We did this not because we do not have the right to such help. He said, we worked with our hands, just to give you an example. We worked with our hands to give you an example. Not because we didn't have right to lead you and to instruct you in God's ways. You see, there are a lot of temptations for people doing the job I do and other people. A lot of temptations. This is not an easy way to live. It's a sacrifice, isn't it? Because you don't go about asking people money or they should love you. You don't do that. But Apostle Paul says he has the right as an apostle of Christ to have all the supports because the worker deserves his wages. So we did this not because we do not have the right to such help, but in order to make ourselves a model for you to follow. Now, why it is very important for us to to work, especially working in secular places. To work in secular places, that means you are the salt and light in those places. You will be witnessing to the grace of God in your life, the way you live and the way you speak to people and the way you do your job. You do it as if you are doing it to the Lord. That is why it is very important for a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ to get himself engaged in the affairs of the world. Because we are called through our presence in the world to witness. Well, I used to work in the schools as a curriculum support teacher. And they all know that I was also doing part-time study training for ministry that I was already doing. So I was not trying to impress everyone. I was just going about ordinary, the way the Lord has worked in my life, how to do my job. And this morning I couldn't get also a letter, I mean a card was written to me as I was finishing up at Heather Hill Secondary College by a teacher who was supervising all the work I was doing with year sevens. And she said, you have helped us a lot during this semester. I was also helping the school to connect better with the Sudanese community around there. And they said, I did my job professionally. I knew that everybody has to comply with the demands of their job. The teachers are called to teach all the kids and to treat all the families equally. And also the families are called to abide by the school regulations. And I was able to do that simply because I was a Christian. I had no any pressure to do what I was doing. And she admired this when she said, maybe I was polite. Yes. Where you're brought up, where you've conducted yourself, if you are polite, you are polite. That's it. You cannot change that. And also, she said, we will miss you greatly, but it is good to go about the things you are most passionate about. And what I'm passionate about is to be able to help my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ to be the very people that God has called us to be. And that is why we are to be in those places. And if it is hard, sometimes health and sometimes issues, and I know, when I was getting married and I came back to Australia, they already hired all the teachers and the job I was doing was not there. So I had to find anything to do, even if I could do cleaning. And then I got a job at Goodman Fielder. They said it's not a Goodman anymore. Goodman Fielder is a bakery company, big company here in Westall. So I got a job, and their shifts are very bad, 12 hours. And so I'm a student studying, and so just imagine you spend the whole day not being aware that you are going to start work later on, like 1 a.m., and finishing 1 p.m. And then I was just also not feeling well and tired. And then I got a job to the work. I was working by myself, controlling certain things. And I was not coping. I had a thought to go and ask for leave to go. And then I said, well, I need to turn to the Lord. And then I held one of the things, maybe a table there. I said to the Lord, please help me. I worked only 1 hour. And there are another 11 hours to go. And then when I finished praying, I worked another 11 hours with no any pain and no struggles. Yes, it is very important that we are at those places. Even if you tutor, if just a family say that they cannot afford this time, will you go and say, you must pay? I know also a friend who is a medical doctor, a specialist. One man with a lot of needs came to see him, and he offered a service, and later on he felt the Lord telling him that don't charge this man. It's a huge amount of money. And the man broke down in tears and gave thanks to him. And I don't know whether he was a Catholic or something like that. So by our presence in those places, we make known of our Lord. We know that we are a people who have been saved to live a different life. While in South Sudan, there might be a lot of people who just want to depend on people. But there are some people who are living also according to the work of God. And I saw clearly some people who have resources would not want to share greatly. I don't want to shame my cousins and other people. They have huge amount of money. But the services that they are engaged in, I could see that there's little that is going to glorify God. Just imagine if a Christian has that opportunity. You can build a church, you can sponsor 5 teachers, 5 pastors, you can raise up a school from the ground, and you can do all things to the glory of God and to the dignity and the honor of Jesus Christ. You can do that. That is why we have to work with our hands so that we will be able to contribute in the change people are making. Now the left-wing people are going ahead of us in a wrong spirit, isn't it? They're denying God, denying Jesus, but we can do good for ourselves, for our own glory. But we don't do all these good things for ourselves. We do it for Christ and for His glory. He's our Lord and He's our Master. Apostle Paul says, it's a rule. It's something to be a rule, to work to be a rule. This is what he says. He was not talking out of blue. There were people doing that. If anyone does not obey our instruction in this letter, take a special note of him. Do not associate with him in order that he may feel ashamed. And warning these people is that they may repent. Always the Lord tells us to do things. When things we find ourselves wanting, it's not for him to crush us. It's to see through His grace. That is why Apostle Paul says, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he went on again. He said, such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the bread they eat. It's always coming to the Lord Jesus himself. If the Lord is not convincing you in your heart to do this, then no one else can help you to do that. But the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is able to make you know this. Some people work for different reasons, for money, big mansions, and good cars, holidays, and things like that. No, we are not to work with this. We have to have this focus. And our redemption is restoration. You know, at the Garden of Eden, the man was called to look after the land, to work the land. And redemption is restoration to our early image. To do things God's perspective. That is the redemption. The redemption is to be restored to what God wants you to be. And that is why, if you are redeemed, you have no way else to go. In acknowledgement of all that you have received, and in acknowledgement of the life that you are enjoying, for Jesus cares so much. Let us come into the right teaching, not to say that I cannot contribute in the work of God and to support this. Some people have open families. At Waverly Christian College, where my children go, there's a huge Egyptian presence. I met this lady, Sonic. She has been here and she went through a hard time. Her daughter is there and her children are going to that school. So she's a grandmother, a believer, a great believer. She said for 30 years, she has been supporting four families. For 30 years. From the school fees to their rent to everything, medical expenses, everything for 30 years. Then I said, okay, well, if I have started something, two families 3 years ago, well, I have another 27 years to go. So find something to bring glory to God with all the opportunities that God has given you. Let us pray.